One of our producers has a rare Swift vinyl that is currently selling for upwards of $1,000 online.
Wow.
Whoa.
Right. So before the Swifties come for me, I know that Taylor Swift is not the only one releasing all these album variants. I mean, for example, Travis Scott and Fall Out Boy, they each released 31 physical variants of their 2023 albums. But I will say, Taylor Swift gets the most attention for this business tactic. Why do you think she's the one who's seen as preying on her fans?
Well, I think part of it is that is the downside of being the biggest, right? And being the main character in our lives makes her a very rich and juicy target. So it's easy to kind of single her out as an emblem of the problem. But Britney, like you said, there are many, many, many stars in pop, hip-hop, R&B, K-pop, my God, where this is just standard operating procedure.
Yeah, I have to add, let's think about Taylor Swift not as our bestie right now, but as a product. And I want us to think beyond music, because other products are sold in exactly the same way. And I'm specifically thinking about my daughter's favorite soda, Mountain Dew. My daughter loves Mountain Dew, and she has to have every new flavor. And she knows, which I didn't know, that there are certain flavors that are only sold through Taco Bell or only sold at Walmart. And there's infinite varieties of basically sugar water, right?
Yeah.
So this is marketing beyond pop music. But because Taylor is also an artist and has been so insistent on being an artist, to view her as a product feels somehow offensive, bringing up the other side of this issue, which is the music worth this fetishization? And there's been a lot of debate, and I would say, even though I still think this album is more enjoyable and think it will last longer than some people do. But the commentary I've seen, it's really like, well, there's 38 variations, and also the music is terrible.